times in its physical existence, where those actions are left as a result from one's own destiny. And yet there are times where actions are a result from simple and mere chance. And within this gathering, it is often of no importance that the content of the teachings and the philosophy that is delivered is often left to chance encounters from the receipt of those thoughts and feelings that are felt from the higher vibrations. And it's within this echo of consciousness, within this silhouette of thought, that we can attain that vibration, that level of consciousness and understanding that will give you the capacity to allow your own thoughts, your own ideas, to bear fruit, to lean towards that sunshine, that brilliance that becomes the encounter with the spirit. But it's not merely like throwing a dice, awaiting the result, or flipping a coin to determine the action that becomes the reaction. For within man's inability to strengthen his own belief, to increase that awareness of his own spirituality, its determination from this world of antimatter, this world of thought, feeling, and emotion, that allows our consciousness to blend, to entwine with those within the physical, to allow that period, that moment of precious time, to be filled with such heartwarming thoughts, such thought-provoking ideas, such treading on the pathway ahead. And it's this pathway, this journey, that stretches out in front of you. And this pathway, littered may it be, with those boulders, with those obstacles that line the routes. For there are no easy steps. There are no shortcuts. There are no secret paths or passages to allow you free passage ahead. For it is in with your own nature, within your own being, that permission can be granted for you to forge ahead, for you to grasp and accept those lessons that have been given freely, for you to develop, to progress, to expand your own essence, to allow that essence to reach out, bottoms out, palms showing, to allow your fellow beings, your fellow spirit, to experience, to witness, to become part of that evolutionary idea, that evolutionary becoming. And if this consciousness, let us say, is within grasp, then we must reach out with both arms and hands. We must learn to accept. We must be aware that fear holds its own limitations, that fear may stop you, may prevent you from allowing your eyes to see that which often is unseen, that allows your ears to hear that sound which many are unable to accept with their own ears. And And it's that philosophy, that wisdom, that agreement that we seek. For as we learn, we anticipate the learning begins in the physical. And as we've said before, there are times when you may become the teacher and us the students. And that role reversal is as much our destiny as it is yours. For if we take a metaphor of a laden table, for a house, a home, could be seen as welcoming from a table laden with abundance of fruit, with a setting placed for each visitor that arrives. But take that thought of an empty table. For if the preparations have not been made, if the effort has not been placed in front, those visitors, those guests that you invite into your humble abode, will not find that welcoming shriek within. And like this connection, this intergalactic spiritual telephone, this ability to commune with oneself, to commune with the spirit within. For if that blockage that so many find breaking the connection is removed, then that flow of information, that flow of evidence, as you call it, will be allowed to permeate your very being. And we cannot find the anticipation that lies ahead. We cannot find the apprehension in the distance. For these are mere blockages within your own world, within your own consciousness. As we say, with the open heart follows an open mind. And within that state of humble acceptance and agreement, you will find the plentiful replaces the emptiness. That the hope replaces the despair. And that the positive replaces the negative. But remember that those actions and those reoccurrences that place a negative spin on what occurs can always be mended, can always be shifted into its opposite. And it's within this world of confusion, this world of differences, that the intolerant can at last find tolerance. That within this world of war, the opportunity for peace will reign. And within these hopes, within these, some may say, far-fetched dreams, the impossibilities can become the possibility. The work of fiction can become a work of fact. And it's within those literally scores, within the ambience of the music that is played, that those higher vibrations have the ability and the opportunity to be reached. And it's when that level of your understanding is pushed a little higher, is expanded a little further, that our grasp is a little closer to what you deem as your world. And we've never said that this will be a work of ease. We have never promised a result on every occasion. We have never given you a reason to turn away and to forget the opportunities you have been presented with. And with that smirk, with that secretive smile, please know that the knowledge you are given is not to remain within the walls, is not to be remaining behind closed doors. It is that opportunity to share the good work that you have started, to share that knowledge and information with those that can find benefit within its very being. And like the pages of a book, a new chapter will begin and the work commences again.
Thank you for those words.
Thank you very much, Fran.